Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick.
This is who?
This is Nick.
Nick, this is Wendell Taylor. I just need some information about this paper I received today in the mail.
Wendell Taylor, okay.
What kind of interest rate are they charging?
Well, as you see there, there's several different programs. So it really depends on what you're looking for, right? Financing a work truck wouldn't have the same rate as a business loan, as a capital loan. It's two separate programs. And then within each equipment financing program or capital loan, there's just different rates and terms. If you give me a little bit more information on what you're looking to do, I can definitely point you in the right direction to get you some better answers.
Well, I didn't really know. I just got this in the mail, and I thought I'd check on it.
Yeah, so, okay. Well, I'd definitely be happy to do the best I can to get you the answers, but what would you want to do with the money?
Well, I don't know. I've got a farm is what I'm be using it for, so it'd be farm equipment or something like that.
Okay. Well, if you were looking to finance some equipment for the farm, well, we would give you a traditional 2 to 5 year equipment financing loan with a fixed monthly payment similar to a car note, except some pieces of equipment are $10,000 and some are $500,000. So it depends on what it is, right? So a lot of people don't want to finance a $10,000 piece of equipment for 5 years, so they take a shorter term. And obviously, a $500,000 piece of equipment, no one wants to finance that for 2 years, or else they wouldn't be needing to borrow the money for it, right? So we have put them on a 5-year term.
Okay. Where are you located, sir?
I'm in San Diego, California. How about yourself?
I'm in Enola, Arkansas.
Arkansas, huh? Is that, are you anywhere, are you anywhere near I-40, near Little Rock?
I'm north of Little Rock, about 60 miles.
Okay, I drove across country and I went through that neck of the woods. It was nice. So, didn't get to spend too much time there, though.
Do what, sir?
I didn't get to spend much time there. You have those hot springs there, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I wanted to go check those out, but didn't have time to spend that much time taking off the trip.
Yeah, oh, I know. What'd you do, repo one?
I was driving across country, and I wanted to see the hot springs in Arkansas, but I just couldn't make the time for it.
Yeah, well.
You ever get down there?
No, sir, not hardly any. I've been there one time in my life, and I'm 68 years old.
Oh, so it must not have been that good, huh?
It didn't impress me any, sir.
Well, I'm glad I didn't stop and delay my trip in that case.
A lot of people really like it. Got the horse racing down there, and got several lakes around.
Yeah.
Gambling? Well, I say gambling, hey.
You have the...
gambling on the horses.
Okay, don't you have those casinos? You have all those casinos in that part of the country, right? Right along I-40.
Yes, sir. Yep.
Yeah, so in Oklahoma, God, they're every 10 feet. When you keep driving down I-40 and you get to Oklahoma, they're every 10 feet, let me tell you.
Yes, sir. Yep, I know what you're talking about.
Yep. I bet. Yeah, yep. Just to give you a little more info, if you were looking to finance some equipment for your farm, we really like that kind of equipment as collateral. That's good collateral. So you'd be getting a good rate, 5-year term if you wanted to stretch it out to 5 years, fixed monthly payments.
Yeah. Okay.
My friend, do you have the, Wendell, do you have the 16-digit reservation code from that piece of mail?
Yes, sir.
If I could have that, that'd be great.
2311-0301-0036-9720.
All right, just wanted to pull up your business profile and I'm real hard. Okay. It looks like you used Kubota before. Did you use Kubota for your farm equipment?
Yes, sir. I've got a, well, it wasn't farm equipment. It was a side-by-side.
Oh, okay. What's a side-by-side?
It's a, it's kind of like a Razor or a four-wheeler.
Okay, what does that do for your farm?
Well, it's got a dump bed on it. If I'm repairing fence or anything, I ride it around and haul my equipment that I need to fix the fence, or if I want to check the cows, well, I can go across the field there and check the cows on it.
Oh, okay. I just looked it up online. I see what you. Oh, okay, nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So, is that what kind of farm you have? You raise cattle?
I've got a bunch of cattle and cut hay all summer.
Okay. And for your cattle, do you, are those, is like a dairy farm, or do you sell them for beef, that kind of thing?
Beef cattle.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. How long you been doing this?
Oh, 30 years.
Wow. That's a long time.
Too long.
Yeah, let me tell you, you don't hear about that kind of thing anymore. You don't hear about businesses being the same business running for 30 years or people doing the same thing for 30 years. You don't hear it anymore.
Yes, sir. Yep. Did this reservation code tell you anything?
Well, it just told me about Kubota, and that's why we have you pre-qualified for our equipment program and also our capital program. So we could easily finance you for some equipment if you're looking for it. And if you needed some capital, if you had any ideas, any projects that, you know, some cash would help you, we could do that for you too. But, we have the mailing addresses, 1 Jim Hackler Lane in Enola. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So yeah, so they don't give me too much access, as far as privacy rights. The information we get is from our partners at Dun & Bradstreet. And so it's pretty, you know, basic. Just tells us you had a solid paying history with Kubota, and that's what we do. We only want to reach out to business owners that have financed in the past and have financed successfully. We get to be a little picky that way.
Yep.
Okay. Well, did you have something in mind that you wanted to bring on for the farm?
Well, I've been thinking about a new truck. Farm truck.
Oh, okay. What kind of truck in particular?
You what, sir?
What kind of truck in particular, sir?
3/4 ton Ford.
Okay.
But now I don't know how the interest rate would compare with like the dealerships.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you straightforward. We don't like to mislead anybody. The thing about it is, we can't beat dealership interest rates, and I'll tell you why. They take a lot of margin out of the vehicle itself, so they can subsidize their interest rate, and that's how it gets so low. They just get you on the profit of the truck itself, and since we don't actually sell the trucks, you know, we can't go that low. Our rates for a 3/4 ton Ford would, you know, be mid single digits. You know, probably start 4.5, maybe 5%. But I know I hear they're giving out, you know, maybe 2 or 3%, and I don't want to mislead you. We definitely can't beat that.
Yeah.
Okay. What I can tell you is this, that the advantages for us, and maybe you get this kind of financing yourself when you go to Ford. A lot of my customers don't. What happens is they have to come up with a large down payment that they don't want to use. So I don't know currently how much of a price tag those things have. Do you know offhand?
What kind of what they have?
Price tag, what the cost on that truck would be.
$40 up.
Okay. Well, a lot of times, you know, I don't know how your credit is, and I don't know how Ford works with you, and if they've done this in the past, but a lot of times when it comes to a $40,000 vehicle, you have to put, they like 20% down. Now, if you have it and it's not a problem, I would say just put the 20% down and get to 2%, maybe 3%. But we can't give you 3%. What we do is we finance 100% of the truck. Tax, tags, everything. We handle the titling. And if needed, sometimes the dealer handles the titling. They would prefer to. So we take care of everything so you don't have to come out of pocket. And so for some of my customers, they can't get the 100% financing at the dealership. So they pay an extra, you know, maybe 2%, maybe 3% extra, but they don't have to come out of pocket $8,000 on something like that. And for them, you know, paying, you know, maybe, you know, I don't know, $50 a month or so. Obviously, I can't do the numbers without knowing the exact price. And is worth it to not coming out of pocket.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know what you're looking for. If you're looking for 100% financing on something like that, especially if it's a used truck, we can do it. Maybe they won't. So that's just some food for thought.
All right. What kind of interest did you say that it would probably be with your company?
You know, I don't want to paint myself into a corner. You know, if you got good credit and you're getting the 2 and 3% rates from Ford when you go, I would say you would expect, you know, 4.5% to 5.5%. Now, if you're looking for a 10-year-old truck, you know, you're throwing a wrench in my spokes, and it might kick it up, you know, 7-8%. So, but if you're looking for something that's only 1 to 3 years old, you're going to get a great rate. You're going to get 100% financing.
Yeah, see, I've got a 10-year-old. That's the trouble. It's wore out.
Yeah. So that's why I just helped one of my customers. I helped him buy a couple of pickup trucks in Indiana, and we did 100% financing, and those were 10 years old. He's got a pest control business, and he needed to put some spray rigs in the back and everything. And so we got him, those trucks were 10 years old with 100,000 miles on it, and we got him 9%. And I'm sure you can understand, you know, a 10-year-old pickup truck with 100,000 miles is not great collateral. Let me tell you, this guy didn't have the best credit either. So he was really happy. We thought it was a great deal. But, so, you know, that's the nuts and bolts of it, really, is if you're looking for something only a couple years old, you know, you're going to have a great rate. I think 7-8% on something, you know, 5 to 7 years old with some mileage on it, it's a great rate. I think it's a great deal, but yeah, I think that's for you to decide, and if it's worth it to get 100% financing or to have put something down at the dealership. You know, I don't want to steer you one way or the other. It's your business and your decision. I'm just here to tell you what we have and put our best foot forward for you.
Yeah. All right. Let me do some checking around, and I'll holler back at you.
Yes, sir. Do you have a pencil on you?
No, sir, I don't.
Okay. Well, if you could remember, my name's Nick, and if you want to ask for me, I have your file here, and I have some notes in there, and we'll be able to just to pick up where we left off, and also my extension's 1121. It doesn't get any simpler than that. So if you don't mind asking for me when you call back, I'd love to help you out when you do.
1121.
Yes, sir.
All right. Nick, I'll try to.
Thanks, Wendell. It was great talking to you.
Appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Y'all have a good night.